He was. Although his words were conservative enough, he was certain in his own mind that he knew all the answers. But how wrong he was. How terribly, now tragically wrong. For even his mentality had not yet envisaged the incredible actuality. His deductions and perceptions fell far, far short of the appalling truth. Chapter 14. Ike and Overlord. The fashion in which the overlords of Delgon had come under the aegis of Boscone, while obscure for a time, was in reality quite simple and logical. For upon distant Jarnavon, the Ike had profited signally from Eichlann's disastrous raid upon Aresia. Not exactly in the sense suggested by Eukonidor the Aresian watchman, it is true, but profited nevertheless. They had learned that thought, hitherto considered only a valuable adjunct to achievement, was actually an achievement in itself, that it could be used as a weapon of surpassing power. Eukonidor's homily, as he more than suspected at the time, might as well never have been uttered for all the effect it had upon the life or upon the purpose in life of any single member of the race of the Ike. Ike Mill, who had been second of Boscone, was now first. The others were advanced correspondingly, and a new eighth and ninth had been chosen to complete the roster of the council which was Boscone.
"The late Eichlann," Ike Mill stated harshly after calling the new Boscone to order, which event took place within a day after it had become apparent that the two bold spirits had departed to a bourne from which there was to be no returning, "erred seriously, in fact, fatally, in understanding an opponent, even though he himself was prone to harp upon the danger of that very thing. We are agreed that our objectives remain unchanged, and also that greater circumspection must be used until we have succeeded in discovering the hitherto unsuspected potentialities of pure thought. We will now hear from one of our new members, the ninth, also a psychologist, who most fortunately had been studying this situation even before the inception of the expedition which yesterday came to such a catastrophic end."
"It is clear," the ninth of Boscone began, "that Aresia is at present out of the question. Perceiving the possibility of some such denouement, an idea to which I repeatedly called the attention of my predecessor psychologist, the late eighth,